Madam Vice President, contamination of the liberated territories of Azerbaijan with mines, which had been massively and indiscriminately planted by Armenia, remains an immense threat. Since November 2020, 379 people in Azerbaijan were killed or injured in mine explosions. Moreover, Armenia's refusal to share complete and accurate maps of minefields impedes rehabilitation of these territories and return of IDPs. The fate and whereabouts of close to 4,000 Azerbaijani citizens who went missing in the course of the military aggression by Armenia still remains unknown. Failure of Armenia to provide information on the locations of mass graves and minefields in the liberated territories hampers the efforts to clarify the fate of the missing persons. We once again call on Armenia to provide relevant information. We also reiterate our call on Armenia to address, in accordance with international law, the rights of more than 300,000 Azerbaijanis, once forcibly expelled from Armenia, to return to their ancestral lands in safety and dignity. We expect the relevant UN bodies and mechanisms, including OHCHR and UNHCR, to keep these issues high on their agenda. Also, Azerbaijan reiterates support for sovereignty and territorial integrity of Serbia within its internationally recognized borders. Thank you.